President Biden is in Tokyo, talking up economic alliances to counter China. But the real headline is his response to a question on Taiwan, a self-governing democracy that China has long claimed.
You didn't want to get involved in the Ukraine conflict militarily for obvious reasons. Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
You are.
That's the commitment we made.
Now, Beijing cried foul, and the White House quickly clarified his comments. NPR White House correspondent Asma Khalid was on the scene, and she is with us from Tokyo. Asma, the official U.S. position on Taiwan for decades has been to be intentionally vague. Biden didn't sound vague today. Is this a change in U.S. policy?
Well, you're right, Scott. I would say he did not sound particularly vague, but officially, no, this isn't a change in policy. You know, the president himself publicly said that there is no change to U.S. policy. But then, you know, to this point, I think that a lot of listeners are wondering, then what is exactly U.S. policy? Because to your point, for decades, it has been one of strategic ambiguity. Presidents in the past have been careful to not explicitly say that the U.S. would militarily get involved out of concern that that might escalate tensions with China. Biden said that part of why he thinks it's important to hold Russia accountable for invading Ukraine is to make it clear to China that it would face stiff penalties if it were to take some kind of similar action with Taiwan. Here's how he explained it.
They're already flirting with danger right now by flying so close and all the maneuvers they're undertaking. But the United States is committed. We've made a commitment. We support the One China policy. We support all that we've done in the past. But that does not mean that China has the ability, the jurisdiction to go in and use force to take over Taiwan.
And I should add, after the president's comments, the White House was quick to clarify and insist again that there is no official change to U.S. policy toward Taiwan.
Yeah. Let's note that the U.S. One China policy says the government in Beijing is the only one for China, even though Washington has extensive unofficial ties to Taiwan. Now, in diplomacy, this wordsmithing really matters. How did Beijing react to the president's comments?
The reaction was swift from Beijing. A spokesperson for the foreign ministry said China deplored Biden's comments and added that the U.S. should not defend Taiwan's independence.
Okay, so this got in the way of the White House choreography for this trip that you're on. They wanted to focus on a new trade pact of sorts, this Indo-Pacific economic framework. What is it?
Like a lot of policies and rhetoric that we've seen on this trip, but also just directed toward this region, it is about China. The goal is to counter China's growing economic influence. There are 13 countries, including the United States, that have signed up. It includes major economies like Japan and Australia, and also emerging markets like Thailand and Vietnam. This is not a traditional free trade agreement with incentives to lower tariffs. It's more of a vision to create common standards around key issues that include trade, but also things like infrastructure, supply chains, clean energy, and taxes.
Now, President Obama pushed a more ambitious plan. The Trans-Pacific Partnership would have had member countries ratchet down their protectionism. How is this one different?
Well, the intent, I should say, is similar, but the major difference, again, is that this is not a trade agreement with tariff reductions. You know, you probably recall that labor and environmental groups strongly opposed TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and it could not clear Congress. Former President Donald Trump withdrew from it, and this new deal, I will say, you know, it is a little unclear as to what exactly all these countries are signing up for. At this point, there are no binding commitments yet. This is essentially a pact to cooperate. And I think one challenge for President Biden is to prove that this deal, which people are calling IPEF for short, is more than a framework. Michael Green is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
For now, IPEF has bought the U.S. some time, some credibility, but it is not enough in itself to compensate for the American withdrawal from TPP yet. But it's moving in the direction where it could have more impact.
And, you know, some Asian leaders do hope that it leads to a bigger trade deal with substantial teeth. Japan's prime minister, in fact, said today, as he was standing right beside President Biden, that he hopes the U.S. comes back to the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I don't think that that is likely to happen in the foreseeable future, just given that there's really not a lot of domestic political appetite right now for that.
Yeah. That is a very hardworking Asma Khalid, NPR's White House correspondent in Tokyo. Asma, thanks as always. Rest up.
My pleasure. Thank you.